The great sage Maitreya continued, "My dear Vidura, being thus petitioned by the Prachetas, the supreme devotee Narada, who was always absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, began to reply." I want to repeat that. The great sage Maitreya continued, "My dear Vidura, being thus petitioned by the Prachetas, the supreme devotee Narada, who is always absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, began to reply. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In this verse, Bhagavan Narada indicates that Narada is always absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavat Yutama Shloka Avishtatma. Narada has no other business than thinking of Krishna, talking of Krishna, and preaching about Krishna. Therefore, he is sometimes called Bhagavan. Bhagavan means one who possesses all opulences. When a person possesses Bhagavan within his heart, he is also sometimes called Bhagavan. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, Sakshatari Trina Samasta Shastri. In every shastra, the spiritual master is accepted directly as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This does not mean that the spiritual master or the saintly person like Narada has actually become the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he is accepted in this way because he possesses the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart constantly. As described here, Avishtatma, when one is simply absorbed in the thought of Krishna, one is also called Bhagavan. Bhagavan possesses all opulence. If one possesses Bhagavan within his heart always, does he not automatically possess all opulences also? In that sense, a great devotee like Narada can be called Bhagavan. However, we cannot tolerate when a rascal or impostor is called Bhagavan. One must possess either all opulences or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, who possesses all opulences. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sabarutam Padijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Cha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschachadesa Tarane Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Tat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurundina Tarane. Many things here. Bhagavan generally refers only to the Supreme Lord, but like here, someone like Narada Muni, who's possessing the Lord within his heart, that's the great devotee, like Yudhisthira told Vidura, Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani, that because you're carrying Krishna within your heart, you are a place of pilgrimage. So there's many places of pilgrimage. we want to keep Krishna in the heart, describes, and he's always thinking of Krishna. Like Krishna says, that's the devotees. Their thoughts are always absorbed in me. Everything is for Krishna. Every action, every word, everything. That is what we're striving for. This is what Srila Prabhupada has given us. There was a sign up in the hall back there that I've given you the framework or something. Now you fill it in. So he's given us all this information about Krishna. And he's shown us the holy places. He's revealed, you know, Vrindavan, Mayapur to us. Otherwise, most people wouldn't even know it existed. Those old people here, like me, can remember when we first came to Vrindavan. And I remember Prabhupada, one lecture, he said, Vrindavan is so nice, there's no cars there. So if you hear that now, you'd think, what is he talking about? You know, this is the biggest traffic jam I've ever seen, the most madness, you know, right? But that's because Prabhupada, we were wondering, he said, would people come to a temple so far away? But then they were coming, he said, yes, Krishna and Balaram were attracting everyone. And still they are, even though there's this huge marble thing up the road there, so many more people are here. Because Krishna Balaram, because Vaishnavas, because devotees, because kirtan is going on. So none of us really have any business except thinking of Krishna. We're supposed to be, Prabhupada said, we're all followers of Narada. Lord Brahma, he was creating his mental sons, the different sages. And then Brahma and his great intelligence, and he was thinking there should be one person who has no other business than to preach bhakti to all over the universe. And immediately there's Narada Muni. No pregnancy, none of that. There's Narada, no childhood. There he is. And we can hear that Narada, you know, he saw how great Brahma was and he was thinking he must be the Supreme Lord. But then he saw Brahma doing tapasya and meditating. So he asked him, you know, who is greater than you? It's intelligent. There was a time in my life I would think my father was so great. But then you start to see many other things. Ultimately, you have to get to Krishna. So then Brahma taught him. Krishna had given Brahma the Bhagavatam in four slokas. And then Brahma taught Narada. He expanded it quite a bit. And then he told Narada, now you preach this. So Narada's the one that travels around and teaches everyone. So throughout the Bhagavatam, we find Narada. Dhruva Maharaj is his disciple, Prahlad Maharaj. He's even coming to Dwarka and preaching to Vasudeva and so many others, the Prachetas and King Prachini Barishat. All throughout the Bhagavatam, Narada is there, thinking and preaching about Krishna. So we're supposed to be followers of Narada. Prabhupada was definitely a follower of Narada. He traveled constantly and he only preached about Krishna. So we see, like Yadavar Prabhu was saying, people know Krishna more than they know Prabhupada. We were at one other so-called temple with the Parikrama, and for every picture of Krishna there was about 10 pictures of the so-called guru. People don't know Krishna there. They only know that person because he thinks he's supreme. Prabhupada never claimed like that. So Narada is, you know, showing us the importance of hearing from a pure devotee throughout the Bhagavatam, and that's stressed everywhere. I was reading Brihad Bhagavatamrita the other day, yesterday, and so this towards the end where this Gopakumar, he's finally made it to Goloka. He's gotten the name Sarupa. And when Krishna met him, Krishna fainted unconscious and then was waking up and weeping and hugging him so much. And then he's describing how he's with Krishna all the time as a cowherd boy. And then Srimati Radharani orders him to go back to Gokula and preach to one brahmana. So he goes back and he preaches to this brahmana. And he tells him all these things, you know, about Goloka, and much beyond. The brahmana was obviously very pious, and he's saying, I really shouldn't say these things, but somehow, you know, he's inspired. And then this brahmana gets a realization also, and Gopakumar tells him, now you decide, you know, what is the supreme goal of life and how to achieve it. Something like Krishna, you know, told Arjuna, yateshasi tata karu. Now you, what do you want to do now? I've told you everything. Now what do you want to do? And that's Krishna. He's not forcing. You have to do this. You can do whatever you want. That's a free will. And Prabhupada always gave us that also. We have to be careful about the free will. So in the purport to the end of that little section there, the whole point is the importance of associating with devotees, of hearing, you know, from a pure devotee, and how that's so that it's a very long commentary and there's so many slokas. One is Dhruva. Dhruva Maharaj, we know, everybody knows. And, you know, he started out with such intense, lusty desires. He wanted a kingdom greater than his grandfather, greater than Lord Brahma. You know, he wanted everything. And he did such intense tapasya. He took the word of Narada Muni, what to do to get it. So he was also, you know, taught by Narada Muni. He got the mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And then he was worshipping some deity, but he did in such an austere way. And when Vishnu finally came and said, what do you want? Just ask me and I'll give you whatever you want. Right? And maybe we don't realize, but Krishna's always asking us, what do you want? And we're always wanting so many things. So the whole point is to, like we hear, desireless, so the Mayavadis get that all wrong, that you shouldn't have any desires. You should become zero, empty. But that's not right. When the Vaishnava is saying no desire, it means no material desires. The only desire is to serve Krishna. No. When they say arupa, no form, it means no material form, no temporary form. Many, many words like that are misunderstood by the Mayavadis, that they think everything is going to become nothing. That's the Shunyavadis and the Mayavadis, the Nirvisheshavadis, that everything is going to become one. But really, it's neither one of them can define what the oneness is or the nothingness is. They make a lot of writing. One boy told me once, well, the Buddhas talk about nothing all the time. I said, well, how can you describe nothing? He said, I don't know, but they write a lot of books about it. So they don't really want nothing. There's a joke, the Dalai Lama, he's opening his birthday present and it's empty box. He says, oh, nothing, just what I've always wanted. But if you give one of those people an empty plate, said, here, please eat. He says, no. That is different. That's for the material world, and the spiritual world is nothing, but here it's not. But Dhruva, he says, kindly bless me that I may associate with great devotees who engage in your transcendental loving service constantly, as the waves of a river constantly flow. Such transcendental devotees are completely situated in an uncontaminated state of life. By the process of devotional service, I shall surely be able to cross the nescient ocean of material existence, which is filled with the waves of blazing fire-like dangers. It will be very easy for me, for I'm becoming mad to hear about your transcendental qualities and pastimes, which are eternally existent. So that's one. Actually, I have so many. I got all excited reading this, because this is a thing to get. And Prabhupada, of course, he came and he made so many arrangements to give his association to everybody. First place, he translated the books, but then he saw that, you know, just giving people books is not complete. You have to have a place where they can come together, discuss the books, and practice, you know, according to the books, learn what it's all about. So he created this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and so many temples for Sangha, Vaishnava Sangha. So that people get some even little desire to associate with devotees. So we're looking for that, you know, to be around devotees all the time. That's how we can remember Krishna. Like we come here, there's devotees, there's always kirtan. That's one of the reasons that Prabhupada's temples are more attractive than other temples. There's always kirtan, there's always devotees, there's always somebody talking about Krishna, there's always somebody distributing books about Krishna. It's alive. This is Prabhupada's mercy giving us this. So if we can tune in to this desire to just want to hear about Krishna all the time, the devotees are described anyway. Satatam kirtayantomam yatantascha didavata namasyantascha mam nitya nitya ukta upasati. They're always chanting my glory. They're always kirtan, Krishna kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We're all slow. If you go with the Bengalis, immediately all the hands are up and practically all come up off the ground. Because putting the hands up, it's something to that. And it's in the Chaitanya Bhagavad, it says, when the devotees dance, they purify the earth. And when they raise their hands, they purify the heavenly planets in the kirtan. But it also opens us up, you know, to let Krishna in. In Chicago, when Prabhupada was there, when we had that big initiation with the Radha Damodar Party, and we were inaugurating some new buses and new deity installation, and it was four or five sets of Gaura-Nitai deities. And all the devotees there had been on these buses, so the ceiling on the bus was about this high, you know. So if you put your hands, all the ceilings were cracked from heads hitting them. And so the devotees learned to dance like this. You know, they were all dancing like that, never putting their hands up. So in the Chicago temple at that time in Evanston, that was a two-story ceiling. And it was plenty of room, but everybody was dancing like this. So Prabhupada, he sat through it was a long time, you know, because we were trying to dress the deities, and not most of us had never dressed deities before, and the clothes didn't fit, and Prabhupada was saying, you know, tell them to hurry up. And so finally, you know, so Prabhupada said, can I go? And then he stood up, and he said, we always see the Panchatattva like this. So he said, you should dance like this, not like this. Then he went. So it's very important that putting the hands up. We see all the old pictures, everybody had their hands up. But Nowadays, not so much. But we're getting old and crippled, but keep us strong, you know, dancing like that. Sufficient exercise. But this point about, so the whole point in that part of the Brihad Tamrita is hearing from the pure devotees that even someone's not very qualified, but by that association, the pure devotee wakes him up because his desire, when that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, what was it, his brother-in-law, or Gopinathacharya, he was always trying to preach to him, you know, about Lord Chaitanya, and that he's the Supreme Lord, and Sarvabhauma wouldn't go for it. And Gopinath was praying so much. And then finally, after Lord Chaitanya enlivened him, and that's another interesting thing, that Lord Chaitanya listened to him, what, for 7 days, and never said a word, you know. And finally, Sarvabhauma, he said, what's the matter, you don't understand what I'm saying, or you don't understand the Vedanta? He said, no, Vedanta is very, very clear, but the way you explain it is like clouds covering over the sun. And then Sarvabhauma, what do you mean? You know, because everybody in the world says I'm the greatest philosopher, greatest logician. How can, what do you mean? But so he was ready to listen because Lord Chaitanya had listened to him for so long. We understand that when, you know, we were on Sankirtan in Japan one time, and another devotee came up and he told me, one guy just started shouting at him and saying, you people are nothing but rascals and all, you're after money and you're just, you know, blah, blah, blah. And this devotee just, you know, he kept for 30 minutes. And finally the guy said, you're a nice guy, I'll give you a donation. And he gave him $100. Pretty, you know, not so almond, you cough and you get that much from, you know. But just because he listened to him. People want to be heard, you know, so that's why Krishna puts me up here. But and then after Sarvabhauma, he became such a great devotee after Lord Chaitanya explained, and, you know, after Lord Chaitanya explained the Atmarama verse, and I don't know, 18 ways or something. And first he asked Sarvabhauma in 9 ways, and that was beyond anybody else in the world could even come close. And then Lord Chaitanya gave many more ways. So Sarvabhauma realized only God can talk like this. Later, Lord Chaitanya again explained it in 64 ways, but he could do in any amount of ways. So Gopinath was, you know, glorifying Lord Chaitanya. You're so merciful, you made him a devotee. And Lord Chaitanya said, no, it was due to your desire that he's become a devotee. So that, you know, like, why are we devotees? Because of Prabhupada's desire. Prabhupada went to America, he's all alone. There wasn't even Indians there, what to speak of devotees. There were few Indians in the whole country at that time. And he wanted so badly to have the association of devotees that he made devotees. Krishna sent so many people to become devotees. So pretty soon he was surrounded wherever he went. Wherever he went, just more and more devotees would come. That's by his intense desire. So there's another verse. Lord Shiva says, if one by chance associates with a devotee, even for a fraction of a moment, one is no longer subject to attraction by the results of karma or jnana. What interest then can he have in the benedictions of the demigods who are subject to the laws of birth and death? My dear Lord, your lotus feet are the cause of all auspicious things and the destroyer of all contamination of sin. Therefore, I beg your lordship to bless me with the association of your devotees, who are completely purified by worshipping your lotus feet and who are so merciful upon the conditioned souls. I think that your real benediction will be to allow me to associate with devotees. So that one's interesting in this Dhammadharma month because we read that, you know, Varam Deva Moksham Namoksham Vading. What is the use of any other benediction? He doesn't even Satyavacha Muni doesn't even mention the demigods. He says even liberation, even Vaikuntha, what is the use of it? I just want to remember this, you know, these childhood pastimes in Vrindavan. And how do we remember that? You know, by association of devotees, by hearing about, by reading Srimad Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada gave us the Krishna book right off so we could know these childhood pastimes of Krishna. So even Lord Shiva, he wants to associate with devotees. I mean, I know myself, I have a tendency to want to get away from devotees sometimes. Right? Anybody else ever? You know. But we want to associate, but real association, Sangha means, you know, sharing, coming together to glorify Krishna, to chant the holy name, to make plans for service, to do any kind of service for Krishna, to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. So we don't ask for other benedictions. Dhruva, he only asked for, you know, to be with devotees so he could hear about Krishna all the time. Lord Shiva is asking that. Kolavecha Sridhar, in Lord Chaitanya's Leela, he never wanted anything anyway, but then when Lord Chaitanya called him, he wanted to chant all the time, actually, Kolavecha. So even though he was a merchant, he would never bargain. Like in India, we know that's just an ordinary thing. Now they say fixed price, but you always bargain. But if somebody challenged his price, he'd just say, go somewhere else. I have the best price, and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. He didn't want to waste time. He'd rather chant than get the sale. So this is spectacular. But Lord Chaitanya called him to the surprise of everyone and himself also. And then he told him, anything you want. He went all down, up the list, you know, you can have kingdom, you can have, you know, wealth on earth, you can have heavenly planets and, you know, liberation. One by one, he's, no, 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 no. You can have Vaikuntha, you can have anything. He said he didn't want anything. He just wanted to do his little bit of service to the Ganga. He'd take most of his profit, half or something, and get some ghee-wick and some incense and do artik for Ganga every day. And Lord Chaitanya insisted you have to take something. This is Krishna, you know. You have to ask for something. But you have to learn what to ask for. So he said, he had that Leela when with Nimai when he was young, stealing his vegetables and, you know, accusing him of being a cheater and charging too much. And then telling him, you know, you're trying to cheat a Brahmin, what are you doing? And then he said, you should give it away, and he'd just take things. And he would cry, I don't have money, I can't afford it. And finally he would just be looking at Nimai's face and just say, okay, every day. So then he just said, and Nimai was saying, you are worshiping Ganga, and I am Gangapati, so why don't you give me? And he thought, this is a really puffed up child, you know, talking crazy. But then he realized, you know, when he saw Lord Chaitanya later, when he was manifesting this Viraha Prakash, that this was actually the Supreme Lord, and he was actually Gangapati, father of the Ganga. And he was feeling very bad that he didn't recognize him in the first place. But he said, okay, if you have to give me some benediction, just let me never, always remember, always keep in my heart, always never forget that face of Nimai stealing my vegetables. That's all he wanted. The same thing that the Satyavacha Muni is asking for, same thing all the great devotees ask for. So we gradually can come to that stage, you know, we want Krishna, nothing else. What do you want? You know, we want to chant the holy name. Right? It's difficult, like people, what do you want? What do you want? Always ask me what I want to eat, you know. We were in Mahabaleshwar and I was sitting with Radhana Swami and Jayapataka Swami. And Radhanath asked Jayapataka Swami, what could I do for you? And he said, you can give me some KP. So that we got bewildered. Then Krishna Prema. Then he said, well, I don't have that to give. He said, well, tell me one leela of Lord Chaitanya. So he told one leela of Lord Chaitanya. It's kind of a long, you know how when he tells it, it becomes very long, right? I could tell it in a few seconds, but when Lord Chaitanya met this Rangapuri and Rangapuri recognized the ecstasy of Lord Chaitanya that was in Pandharpur. He said, you must be connected to Madhavendrapuri. No one else could have such ecstasy. He said, yes, you know, my guru is Ishwarapuri. And then they were in ecstasy. And then Rangapuri said, you know, I went to Navadvip one time. Because Lord Chaitanya told him he was from Navadvip. And he said, I was at the house of Jagannath Mishra, and he was glorifying Jagannath Mishra. And then he glorified Sachimata, like she was feeding all the devotees so nicely, and she's like the mother of the universe, and she cooked this banana flower sabji that was completely transcendental and so wonderful. And then they had a son named Vishwarupa who took sannyas and became Shankara. What was it? Shankaramanya? And he traveled all over and, you know, he stayed in Pandharpur for some time and he left his body. And then Lord Chaitanya said, he was so happy to hear that. He said, I am the son of Sachimata and Jagannath Mishra, and I came here just to find out what happened to my brother. So that was their meeting. So that was very nice. Then Jayapataka Maharaj told how Dwarka is connected to Lord Chaitanya's Leela from the Chaitanya Mangal. So one time Rukmini told Krishna, my dear Lord, you are the Lord, you know everything, but there's one thing you don't know. So Krishna was saying, what do you mean? You know, there's nothing I don't know, I know everything, you know. Krishna says, Vedaham Samatitani, right? Vartamanani Charjuna. Vavishyani Chabhutani. But nobody knows me. I know everything, past, present, and future. I know everyone, but no one knows me. She said, I know and Radharani knows that you don't know how much your devotees love you, how much they care for you, how much they're, you know, dependent on you. And so then Krishna, you know, thought about that. And so that's why he decided to appear as Lord Chaitanya in Navadvip, so that he could be in the mood of a devotee. So he never claimed to be the Supreme Lord. He was always in the mood of a devotee, trying to understand, you know, how they can love me so much. But it's inconceivable. But by hearing from devotees, by associating, and actually in ISKCON, there's so many great devotees, we can't name them all. We don't know who they are. You know, that are always chanting, always, you know, doing something for Krishna, always distributing books, always doing whatever they can. We see them all over here. There's so many going out, going on Harinam, going on pilgrimage, studying all day, and, you know, writing about Krishna. Prabhupada has done such, you know, an amazing thing by one pure devotee going, you know, taking that message and never taking credit. Another one is when the material life of a wandering soul has come to an end, he may attain the association of your devotees. And when he associates with them, there awakens with him devotion unto you, who are the goal of the devotees and the Lord of all causes and effects. That's from the 10th canto. And another one, just as cold, fear, and darkness are eradicated for one who has approached the sacrificial fire, so dullness, fear, and ignorance are destroyed for one engaged in serving the devotees of the Lord. Vaishnava Seva. Lord Chaitanya said that Vaishnava Seva Nama Sankirtan Dui Pabe Shigra Shri Krishna Charan. Said that three times in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vaishnava Seva Nama Sankirtan. These two things. Dui Pabe. Two things. Only. Shigra means very quick. Get the Shri Krishna Charan, you get the lotus feet of Krishna. Very quick. You know that Shigra word, right? You know our Sridhar Maharaj? He used to use that all the time. Subhasa Shigram, when he was preaching for donations. If it's auspicious, do it quick. You know, don't hesitate. So very quickly, Vaishnav Seva. Seva means, you know, I'm low. The devotee is greater than me, I have to serve. It's not just some daya, mercy, you know, that I, out of my mercy I help this devotee. But because this devotee is greater than me, superior, I'll render service, and then he'll give me, you know, some mercy that I can become a devotee, that I can at least want to become a devotee. So we have great opportunities here. Narada Muni Prabhupada said is appearing on every page of the Srimad Bhagavatam so kindly. Practically anywhere you look, you find him. And Prabhupada came, and that was a Srup Damodar gave the example in his Vyas Puja one year, that Prabhupada was like Vyasadeva and Narada Muni. He wrote all this, and he also traveled all over the place, gave it to everybody. So they're still going on. Still Prabhupada's books are going everywhere, all over the world, more and more. And more devotees are coming here all the time. Somehow or other, Vrindavan is able to accommodate so many people, so many everything. It's inconceivable. But this is all due to Prabhupada, one devotee. And now we have so many devotees. So please pray I will, you know, become humble to take the association of devotees. How much we can associate with devotees, appreciate devotees, this is how we can really get a relationship with Krishna. Can't jump up to Krishna, you know, right away, or jump up to prema. We have to work our way up, you know. But by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, prema comes. You know, Namo Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Tushena. He's giving freely Krishna Prema. That means we together we're chanting the holy name, we're serving Lord Chaitanya's mission. We want to get the lotus feet of the spiritual master. That means to follow, not just hold on to them or something, or touch them when they go by, but follow. Take up the mission. And go everywhere also and preach. And wherever we are, go as far as we can, everyone. But whoever you meet, wherever you go, tell them about Krishna. Then everyone become a guru. So I will leave it at that. Thank you for tolerating. We have time for a question. Any question? No? All right. Today we have Rath Yatra in Delhi. I'm leaving right just now. Do you have a question? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj, for such a nice class. Maharaj, you told that we should learn to appreciate devotees and associate with devotees. And as much as we will do this, we can jump to Krishna and can develop relationship with Him. Maharaj, how can we practice this appreciating other devotees? Means it is sometimes, it is very, means at my level, how can I start it, appreciating other devotees?
How can we? Well, serve them, hear from them. You know, Trinadapi Sunichina Tadorapi Sishina Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. You know what that means?
Yeah, from Shikshastakam.
Yeah, you know what it means.
Yes.
One should chant in a humble state of mind, thinking himself lower than a straw in the street, more tolerant than a tree. So tolerance is extremely required, you know, to get close to Krishna. So when we have to work together, we have to cooperate, we have to tolerate other people. We're forced, so that's special mercy. But then, amanina manadena, that means offering all respects and not expecting anything in return. Very difficult. Offering respects without, you know, not I'll pat you on the back, then you pat, I'll give you a donation, then you give my company or my charity, but offering all respects to others without expecting anything in return. Just trying to please Krishna. There's a first offense is to blaspheme devotees, so the defense is to glorify devotees. Look for the good. Everyone is a combination of, you know, good and bad according to our perceptions. So we have to look for the good. Look and see how they're serving Krishna. There's many stories. One quick one. Giriraj Swami was telling in Bombay, and in those early days it was quite chaotic, and there was one devotee that he just could not tolerate. He said, he just couldn't find anything good about him. And one day he saw Prabhupada talking to that devotee, and they were laughing and joking, and Prabhupada was like really into it. So he thought, well, what's wrong with me? You know, Prabhupada likes this person. He's so friendly with him, and I don't like him. What's wrong with me? So he started looking much differently at that person after that. So try to see things the way Krishna says. Shastra Chakshus. Try to see what Krishna sees, what the spiritual master sees. Pray to Lord Nityananda. Nityananda, Prabhupada was saying on the morning walk here one time that the devotee, if there's any spark of interest, he'll fan that spark. Vaisheshika has his motto, right? It's on his Skype, fan the spark. Prabhupada said, Nityananda, even if there was no spark, he would fan it. So, you know, we have to think, if I can't see good in this devotee, it's because I'm blind. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Narada Muni ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bhava. All glories to the assembled devotees.